beautiful St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How you doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Friday. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you. Well, we've kind of taken another field trip.
Yes.
And if we are sort of echoey, well, it's because we are in the bathroom. Not really. We're not really in the bathroom. We're in the bottom of a aircraft carrier.
Maybe.
No, we're not even there. We are in a back room, everybody. Over at the Pegasus Nightclub, which is located at 14811 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, the reason we're here tonight is because there's going to be some badass death metal music a little bit later after our show. Doors here at Pegasus open up at 7 o'clock to people that are going to go see the death metal music, and then the music will start at about 8 o'clock. So that's
come see it.
Yeah, come see it. That's our story, and we're sticking to that. So anyway, we are on another field trip. We are live on location for the second time here at the Pegasus nightclub. Yeah, we're kind of in a back room.
It's cool.
It is. Well, it's cool because we're not outside. It's air conditioned.
It's spacious.
It is spacious.
Quite spacious.
I almost wish there was some more stuff in here that would take care of the echo.
Or a lower ceiling.
I can't even imagine what it must sound like out there in Radio Land, because here in this room, it sounds like we are all sitting on our individual thrones in a toilet.
And maybe we are.
And maybe we are. Right.
Theater of the mind.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on Radio St. Pete. We decided to take this field trip tonight. Well, just for the fun of it.
Yeah. What the heck?
Just because.
Yeah. God only knows what's going to happen. Let's see. If at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call, please do so. All you got to do is give us a, or call us at 727-498-0502. If you don't want to give us a call, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
That's good. One. Talk slow. Stretch that content.
You have to stretch the content. Oh, my God. Listen here, everybody.
This is where the story begins.
You may be disappointed with what happens this evening because I left a good portion of my notes at home.
Which it took us an hour and a half to get here.
The dog ate my homework.
yeah.
So likely. We're going to be kind of winging it a little bit tonight. Hopefully, we will be able to get some of the band members from the different bands that are playing this evening here at the Pegasus Nightclub.
I don't know. They might be too cool for that.
They might be too cool for that. I mean, your band certainly is. They can't talk to me for nothing.
Well, because we go on at the end of the night, man. Nobody even gets here.
Because you're that good.
We're that good.
But here at the Pegasus Nightclub tonight, the death metal lineup looks like it's going to be Lineage, The Omega Strain, Deceptive Intruder, that's my favorite band, Mad Splatter, and Plagues of Despair.
Yeah.
Plagues of Despair. All very good death metal names.
Not in that order.
Yeah, maybe not in that order. Tonight's shows are going to be sponsored by or presented by Florida Death Metal Scene.
Woo-hoo.
So that's kind
of
cool.
We've done a lot of shows with them.
Maybe a little bit later in the evening we can get somebody from some of those bands or Florida Death Metal Scene to come join us, and talk to us. Let's hope so.
Talk to us.
Talk.
Don't forget that I forgot my notes at home. So anyway, here in the studio this evening, if you can call it that, here in the echo chamber.
Yeah. Just be happy we're doing this.
Right. I've got there at the end of the table is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
And she's running the board tonight because our daughter, Hannah, is not here.
AWOL.
She refuses to come on these field trips.
She can't imagine why.
Well, she's not a death metal fan. I think it's, she just doesn't like you, Ty.
Yeah, no. that's a big part of it.
Ty Ginn is here in the studio with us this evening. He will be performing with his band, Deceptive Intruder, a little bit later tonight.
Yeah.
He's got his hair spiked up in a triple spike mohawk.
Quad.
Quad. Oh, I couldn't see the other one.
I mean, you got to always go with the quad.
His earmuffs were hiding the last... spoke of the wheel there. Anyway, my name is Mark, and I will be your host for the rest of the evening. I hope. I don't know. I don't know what might happen.
Yeah, a little concerned about that swelling you got going on.
My swelling. Thanks, Ty. Thanks for bringing that up. My eye was injured.
It's hard not to notice.
It's a facial deformity.
It's getting to that point. This morning at work, I was mixing some chemicals, if you will.
They let you mix chemicals?
They're wrong to do that. They're wrong to allow me to do so. Because I'm sort of like a cowboy.
Yes.
I don't wear gloves. I don't wear safety goggles or anything like that.
Nope.
I just go for
no
it.
Pansy stuff here.
No pansy stuff here. So I was mixing a super soap into some water. And I got a splash of it in my eye. Now, I'm sure everybody here or everybody listening has gotten soap in their eye at one point in their life.
Shampoo.
And it burns.
It's not good.
Well, this particular soap is super concentrated.
It's super.
Super concentrated, everybody.
It's super.
As a matter of fact, the soap is like $50 a gallon.
And they let you play with it?
Yeah, right. It's like pure gel.
They won't ever again.
So I'm pouring this pure gel, super concentrated soap into water, and it splashed. It's so thick, Ty, it bounced off the water straight up into my eye. And from that point on, I've been blinded all day. I look like I've got the worst case of pink eye. My eye, all the skin around my eye is raw from rubbing it all day.
Well, stop touching it.
I can't. It's watering. I can't see. It's blurry. Mom said that that pupil was dilated, so it's dilated.
I mean, you look
the other
pretty
one's,
goofy.
The other one's not dilated. I'm getting a headache. God only knows how we're going to make it through this show.
Well, it's better than the time you got stung in the face.
Yes, it is better than that.
Only slightly better.
I mean, you did look like Avatar or whatever.
At least this isn't your whole face.
Being stung in the face hurt momentarily, and then I looked like the kid from that one movie, Mask, for about 5 days. But this one, the burning of the eye, pretty much all day, and continuing all now.
All now.
Yeah, on now.
Well,
right.
I mean, it's killing me.
Well, I'll stop looking at you. I should have worn my sunglasses.
You should have.
Oh,
a
yes.
La Rick Crandall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rick Crandall is family member of RadioSt.Pete.com. You can catch his show. What is it, honey? Every day from 4 to 6 p.m. He does a vintage music show on RadioSt.Pete.com. Not vintage. I mean a local music show. All the songs that he plays on his show are local artists from the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area. So that's kind of cool. We went to go visit Rick a couple weeks ago, and we got to see his studio over at the zoo. What's it called, honey? Zoo.
The zoo.
Over at the zoo, and he's got a pretty cool little studio set up over there. Anyway, that's that. What else do we have?
That's it.
I guess that's it. my notes are gone, everybody. What else? Do you think it's possible that we're going to get anybody from your band tonight, Ty, Deceptive Intruder, to come in and talk to us?
I mean, we'll see. I don't know what time they're planning on getting here.
I mean, we, you know, you are on the show, so we interview you like every week.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, here's some stuff. Hannah Claire is not here tonight, and she is usually our board op. So Stephanie over there is doing some double duty. She's watching the clock. She's doing the board. She's got her computer over there. She's making sure that we are still online, that kind of thing. Hannah Claire's not here this evening because I mentioned earlier she does not like coming to these events.
Well, she needs to get over it.
I think so, too. She's fired.
Good.
Now, here's something that I wanted to talk about, and I'm a little bit nervous about it, Ty.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. So when was it? I guess it was Wednesday night. I had already gone to bed, but Hannah's boyfriend, Mikey, texted me.
Oh, what if she's listening?
She's not listening. Are you kidding me? She doesn't even like this show. So anyway, Mikey texted me, and he thought that we were doing our show from our Palusha studios in Seminole, right? He said, if I didn't mind, he would like to come over and talk to me, sneak over and talk to me after the show. He wanted to talk about stuff.
Stuff.
What does that mean? I was already in bed, so Mom texted him back saying that, well, Friday night we're going to be over in Tampa, so probably not a good idea. And he texted back saying, okay, well, I'll sneak over at some point this weekend. So all the interaction ended with cool, but still I'm wondering, what must that young man want to discuss?
Stuff.
What is stuff?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I was telling my my good friend Lori that I work with, she was like, oh, well, he's obviously going to ask you if he can marry Hannah. And I'm like, ho, wait a minute.
Couldn't they just have had a small house fire that they don't want to tell me about?
Yeah, right, anything. I accidentally wrecked Hannah's car.
Stuff.
I'm moving out, and I don't know how to tell her.
Yeah,
we need to borrow the, of her.
We need to borrow the truck because I'm actually moving my stuff back into my apartment, out.
All week long, not all week, but from Wednesday, I guess Thursday morning when I found out about the text, till now, I'm like, what in the world? He's either going to, what I've concluded. He's either going to say that he wants to marry Hannah, or he's going to say that Hannah's pregnant, or he's going to say that he wants to borrow money.
So it could be all of those.
All three can
and you
go
know what?
Together.
I have a condition.
What is
here's,
your condition?
Here's my condition.
Right.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
As long as they start paying for their own internet.
All right. Well, I think that's the plan. Hannah Claire, as you know, doesn't have a job right now. Mikey is in a situation where his with his old roommate, where he's still continuing to pay some rent, but that's about to end, I think, like this weekend.
Cool.
So there will be money available for them to take that off of you.
Super. Because I would like to move out as well.
Oh, would you? Oh, my God. This is turning out to be a fantastic evening. Look what's happening. God, Ty drops that bombshell. You know what? I was thinking this was going to be a horrible evening. And now things are looking up. What do you mean you want to move out?
We've been looking at stuff.
Have you?
We don't have any money, but we've been looking at stuff.
Well, and see, I was hoping that...
When you say looking at stuff, what are you talking about? Like houses or apartments or...
Trailers.
Hey, you know what? That's not a bad first abode. And you know,
it's not our first abode.
Well, no, it's not, but it's...
Fourth, counting?
But it's affordable.
Yeah.
They can be affordable, and they do make some trailers that are pretty good. It just depends on what neighborhood you go to. There is a neighborhood here in Florida, I think it's in Clearwater, that is all like pedophiles.
Yeah.
Don't go to that one.
No, that's the one.
No.
That way I can, I can vent. I can, you know, kill freely in the night.
No.
There'll be none of that.
And see, I was hoping, Mark, that it would be you and I that moved out.
Yeah, well, that would be nice, but we also don't have any money. So it seems to me...
You guys could get a trailer.
It seems to me that money is an issue.
It is.
That old chestnut.
That old chestnut, right. Well, I want to be like Forrest Gump and have money be one less thing.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't?
You know.
Hey, speaking of money...
One less thing.
I think we mentioned on last week's show that Mega Millions at that point had gotten up to, what, like 312 million or something like that.
Yeah.
And then as of Tuesday, the estimated drawing was like 522 million. There was one winner from San Jose, California. One winner.
Bastard.
And what's cool about that is actually the
back of page.
The whole thing turned out to be about $543 million.
Yeah, that would that's a good start.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I think when that's all said and done, you know, if you take the cash payout, you're still getting about $350 million. So that's quite a bit of dough.
Yeah.
That would do it. We could all move out of the house.
Yeah.
Ty could get married. I mean, Ty
is married.
Yeah, Ty is married.
He did that.
Right. He did that.
Hannah could get married to Mikey. She could have a baby, and we could loan them money. We could do all those things that I'm sure he wants to come visit me about. Mm-hmm. So speaking about pedophilia.
Cool.
let's just get right into it. You remember Larry Nassar? He was the Olympic coach for the women's gymnastics
that.
Team. He was also like a coach, or not a coach, but a the doctor for the Michigan State University of gymnastics team, that kind of thing. Apparently, this guy, this little wimpy looking dude, like molested more than 100. Girls that were all involved in this athletic program.
Yeah, but they're gymnasts. They're tough.
Yeah, they are tough.
142 of them.
142 of them testified against him. Anyway.
So they're just going to burn him in public?
Well, you know.
No, better.
He was sentenced to anywhere from 40 to 175 years. And if you look at those numbers, that's kind of can throw you off. Is it 40 or is it 175? Well, I think what they're thinking is that if he survives the first 40,
they'll allow him to go before the parole board.
Yeah, he's still got to clean up that the rest of that 175, like another 135 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
So they threw his ass away for forever. But I don't see him getting to the golden rainbow there because he just got his ass beat the other day. He's not even been in prison for 6 months. Right, they took him to this prison, this United States Penitentiary in Tucson, Arizona, and just on I think it was Tuesday, they let him into the
general population,
and he was in that general population for like 2 hours, and somebody attacked him.
Nice.
Yeah. So now.
See, that's how it should be.
Well, now all of a sudden, he is going to probably be moved to another prison.
Why?
Well, because, you know, I guess.
Inmate safety is a priority.
Prison isn't supposed to be fun.
No, it's not supposed to be fun. And, you know, it turns out that hardened criminals are not big fans of people that molest women and kids
young
and
girls.
Stuff like that. So, I mean, he has a target on his back at all times.
And he's a tiny little dude.
You know, I've watched some of those shows called Locked Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that they kept all of those types of people segregated from everybody else so this kind of thing didn't happen.
Well, see, I think it should happen.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, look, and if I were him, I'd be like, yeah, let the lions attack, because if I'm facing 175 years, let's just get it done with. You know what I'm saying? Let's just do it. Let's get it done.
Do we need to pay for this guy to be in there forever?
Well, unless somebody knocks him off, we are
going to. Sweep him up.
Right. His attorney blames the judge who sentenced him, Judge Rosemarie Aguilina, because when she wrote his sentencing papers, she said, "I just signed your death warrant." So she's his attorney's thinking that by her making that statement, she sort of opened the gates to take care of him.
Invite the prisoners to do their best.
Well, it's not cool.
It's uncivil.
It is uncivil.
Well,
and
neither was he.
Well, no, he wasn't. And truly, what a creep. But there's a lot that goes into that story, because you can't tell me that a lot more people didn't know what was going on. When you've got 140-some girls coming to testify against this guy, you can't tell me that some of their parents didn't know. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that other coaches didn't know. You know, there's a lot more people that could be on the hook, not just this guy. This guy was the creep. He was the doer. But there were people that let it happen. You know, I think in cases like this, especially with girls, vying to be an Olympic champion and that kind of thing, their parents are so proud of them, and they see that, okay, they have gotten to this point. You have now made the college team. Now you're going to be on the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not say anything.
Most of them aren't even college age, though.
Well, there's, yeah, right.
You know, I mean, they're like 17, 18.
I think even younger than that, because, you know,
teenagers.
Think about it. They have a lot of these local gymnastics clubs that you can put your children in, and they start very young.
Yes.
And if your child shows any promise at all, starts being, I guess, sponsored by a club, that kind of thing, then you don't really want to ruin that, because the child is happy. Because they're doing what they want to do, and you're happy because you're proud of them. They're doing it. You're proud of them. So,
Ty, are you being molested in the band?
not in the band.
We keep bringing you to these events. Are you being molested?
Not nearly enough.
Okay.
Who's the Dr. Larry Nassar in your life?
Just making sure, because, you know, we support your dreams.
It's not that Tommy Wright, is it?
No.
But I can see where parents, their goal gets in the way, if you will, of, you know, something like this, the sexual abuse.
Right.
And one, did the girls say anything? Did the parents know? And two, it's such a dream and such a focus to be an Olympic gymnast. And what are you willing to sacrifice?
Right,
because
exactly.
They sacrifice a lot of their childhood.
Well, just like what I was saying, you finally get to a point where you're not just going to a little gymnastics practice. Now you're actually competing, and you're competing on a larger stage.
You're training 8 hours a day.
And yeah, as bad as the abuse is, I guess you sort of decide, I'm just not going to say anything because I don't want to ruin this ride.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, then that's a horrible choice to have to make.
Yeah, this guy was a complete creep. Some of the things I heard that he was doing, I'm not going to talk about it, but just really bad. Just really bad. And from what I understand, a lot of times the parents were in the room when it happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, again, it's just people being happy about where they are and not wanting to ruin that
their
situation.
Success.
Well, he'll be dead soon.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, no. I hope he lives long enough to enjoy prison for several years anyway.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear the music that's going on outside, but it's Van Morrison.
Yes.
That's good. Hey, speaking of music, on Tuesday, Steph and I are going to go over to Al Ling Stadium to go see the Counting Crows.
Oh, that's this Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's Tuesday.
Cool. It's the 31st of August, and I can't
July.
Wait. July.
Yeah. Where are we?
August is next month. Mm-hmm. We're not quite to August yet.
Right. So it's going to be very cool. Al Lang Stadium has sort of set up a whole concert series that's going to be taking place this summer. And we're just so happen we're going to be going over to see Counting Crows.
Yes.
I love the Counting Crows.
I am so excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I really hope the weather holds
out.
I
do too. It's going to be outdoors. But we have ponchos.
We right? do. And we have
but
heavy duty.
Is that
duty.
A real poncho or is that a Sears poncho?
I think they're actually dollar store ponchos.
Oh.
Well, they might be Sears ponchos,
right.
but they're not the dollar store ponchos.
Mm-hmm.
Sears is a step up.
Yeah.
From the dollar store, I think I might have been a trash can liner.
Yeah.
yeah.
But look, I got upgraded to a poncho.
Yeah. So anyway, that'll be fun. We'll be doing that. What else do I have?
We should probably take a break.
All right, we can take
so
a break. Why don't we take a break? We'll kind of
regroup
a little
bit.
Hey, listen, if you're out there, we're not even sure if we're on air.
And there seems to be some streaming issues.
Do you have any indication at all that we are on air? If you're out there, anybody, and you can hear us, please let us know if we are coming in at all, if we're coming in spotty, if we are echoing beyond belief. Just let us know. All you got to do is give us a call at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Please do that so we can know what we got ahead of us.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the rest of the show. This song is Good Times, Bad Times. By who? Led Zeppelin.
Huh?
We are back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. And tonight, a little bit special, we are on a bit of a field trip. We are over at the Pegasus Nightclub, located at 14811 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. We're here tonight to see some badass death metal. Doors open here at 7 o'clock, and music will start around 8. If you want to get your face melted, get on over here.
It's only $10 at the door.
$10 at the door, everybody.
And the doors The doors are already open.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of those places that the doors open at 11, so you might be able to hear some of the patrons out
yes,
in the other
the
room.
The regulars.
We are tucked back here in this closet. In this large closet.
Large closet.
With a lot of echo.
I wish my closet were this big.
Yeah, me too.
I wish my bedroom were this big.
So anyway.
Me too.
Right.
You wish your house was this big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That song that I just played was Good Times, Bad Times by Led Zeppelin. And last time we went to one of these death metal shows and broadcast live from there, we tried to load my music board full of some really heavy like death metal music. And I don't know how well it came across to the listeners, but
they don't care. They go to the bathroom then.
I guess. I softened it up a little bit. Good Times, Bad Times by Led Zeppelin is, I guess back in the day that was considered...
heavy.
Heavy metal, I guess.
It's dangerous.
Right.
Out there.
Anyway, yeah. I do have a song, not the next one, but the next one after that is going to be a song by Ty's band, Deceptive Intruder. That song is going to be called Caged Hell. So, anyway, look forward to that.
I do.
I do.
I just wish you had a newer recording of it.
No, this is a new recording.
No, it's not.
Oh. No, it's not.
Oh, never mind.
I was going to try. Mm. I don't know how to do it.
Right.
And the only place I could find it was on YouTube, and I would have to record my own recording.
Right.
And
well, we're going into the studio soon.
Hopefully.
So.
Good.
Hopefully we'll get...
Let's get something done.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll get a little love from Deceptive Intruder, and maybe they could drop us a...
Time to quit fooling around.
A download or something.
Right. So anyway, Ty, I know you're excited about Bucks training camp started yesterday.
Oh, man.
So football season is basically upon us. I mean, it's
upon us.
It's happening. It has started, Ty. Can you feel it?
I'm shaking.
I can see that. Yeah. You know, I know that we've all heard about the problems with Jameis Winston. Yeah. And yesterday...
The pee grabber.
Well, you know what, Ty?
He was just doing what our president would do.
Yeah.
He was acting presidential.
Well...
Can they suspend him for 3 days? From Twitter
be,
or something?
That wouldn't be long enough.
Well, it'd be a start.
Anyway, I feel bad for Jameis. Yesterday at the practice, he had to give a press conference, and basically it was some reporters and then the whole team gathered around him while he gave this press conference. And basically he was saying, look, I know I've made some mistakes, you know what I mean? But I've committed myself to get past these things, put that in the past, and let's get on with the rest of our lives. Let's have a good season. Let's... You know, he just had a baby. He's like, I need to, you know, be a good father. I'm looking forward to teaching my young son good values and how to treat women right and that kind of thing. I feel bad for him. The kid, you know, he's just a kid. I think he's only 24 years old. You know, he's still very young. And he's got a lot of responsibility
and
on his shoulders.
A lot of money.
And a ton of money, that too.
Well,
but think about that, Ty.
That's not always a good thing.
No, it's not always a good thing. Think about that. If you were 24 years old and you had all that money, you're just a kid. I mean, do you really know what you're going to do?
Are you
not going around pee grabbing?
When I was 24, I might have.
Yeah.
No. How do you think I met your mother?
No.
Why do you think you're here?
No.
No, but here's the thing. This whole grabbing her by the pee thing happened 2 years ago. And I can honestly say that for the last 2 years, I've seen Jameis Winston grow up a lot. You know, he hasn't had the best, success on the football field. But as a leader of that team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think he's done a pretty, you know, spot on job.
Well, and
I'm not embarrassed to call him our team leader.
And I think the rest of the team has helped him become a better person.
I think the rest of the team respects him.
And they've tried to help him grow up and be the man that he can be.
Mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting to see what happens this season, because by all accounts, this is what I think his fourth season in the NFL, and he hasn't really proven himself up to this point. He's come close.
So this could be it.
He's had some flashes of greatness, but never really gotten us there, right? So this is the season that everybody was looking forward to see what he can actually do. And now we slapped with a three-game suspension right off the bat against three of our toughest games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did we get a really crappy schedule, a start of a schedule for the season, but our starting quarterback, leader of our team, is grounded for the first three games.
Week one of the whole NFL, because I'm working on the football pool.
Yeah,
week one is a tough week.
Yeah, it's
for
think in New Orleans.
Everybody.
We're at New Orleans.
Everybody though, because I was typing up all of the matchups for week one.
Yeah,
and it seems like it should be a slam dunk.
Right.
But it's a new season.
Yeah, it's a new
season. And, rivalries, and it's going to be interesting.
It's
that first week is going to be hard to pick for the football pool.
Here's something that is good in a way for the Buccaneers and for Jameis Winston. He is suspended for the first three games, but he does get to practice all through training camp. And he can actually play in the preseason games. But come the regular season, he can't even be in the stadium for those first three games. So that's going to be it's going to be hard for him to be sitting back. But at least he can be working with the team up to that point. Our backup quarterback, Fitzpatrick, he came in for two or three games last season. And I thought he did a pretty good job. I'm not going to count him out. He's a smart kid. He went to Harvard. He knows what a football looks like.
He went to Harvard. Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, I mean, are you sure he knows what a football looks like?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I hear there's a lot of people getting on the Fitzy bandwagon.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds tough.
Of course, it's Fitzy.
A lot of questions about what's going to happen if, let's say, Fitzy wins the first three games. That would be unbelievable if he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to start in New Orleans, then we're going to play the Super Bowl champs, the Eagles, and then we're going to play back here. I think it's on a Monday night. Our third game is going to be against the Steelers. Three very tough games. If he can win those three games. The big question that I've been hearing around talk radio is, do you then put Jameis Winston in for game four if Fitzy has won those three games?
I wouldn't.
Does Fitzy stand a chance? Well, Do the Buccaneers stand a chance to win those three games?
Yeah, but see, the thing is,
what?
Winston is the face of your franchise. He is your franchise player.
I disagree with that, and a lot of people don't.
And the thing is, if you're not going to put him in that fourth game, he's your starter. He's your team leader. You know, this is a bump in the road for him.
But there are players on that team. It is a team, and whatever they do needs to be a team effort.
I agree.
You know, it's not one man. It's the collective.
Yeah.
And if they do well, win or lose.
Yeah.
I mean, there's doing well and losing, and then there's doing quite poorly and losing.
Right.
So I think it'll depend on how the rest of the team responds and where is the success and the failure. Is the success with the quarterback, with Fitzy? Then they go with Fitzy. If Fitzy
I say go with what's getting you there.
Right.
If Fitzy's got a hot hand, keep him in there. You know. Oh, okay, what happens if fourth game, let's say Fitzy wins the first three. But because Jameis is the face of the franchise, you put him in for game four, and he completely shits the bed.
If Fitzy,
then what he's done.
If Fitzy wins the first three games,
right,
he stays in.
I think so too.
He stays in.
To me, you've earned it.
But that's also setting a bar so high of winning the first three games that what if they win one of three? What if they win two of three?
Right.
It's not a black and white decision.
No.
As far as, Winston is the face of the team.
Right.
It's football. It needs to be fluid.
Well, anything can happen any week. And absolutely. Certainly those first three or four games of the season, nobody's really gotten into a groove yet. You know?
And they're tough games.
Yeah.
We play some tough teams.
Sure do. We didn't get a...
And maybe they won't be tough teams.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe they don't have their stuff together.
You never know.
Following the rest of the league.
I mean, the New Orleans Saints, the last few seasons have been kind of hit or miss.
Right.
They could come off, get to a slow start, and we could beat them in the first game.
And we don't know what their issues are that they're dealing with internally. We see the Bucks.
Right.
Because we live here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they saying in New Orleans? I don't know. I think it's anybody's ball game.
I think so, too. Well, we'll see what happens.
I'm going to pick the Buccaneers at least week one.
Right. Yeah, me too.
You got to give them a chance.
I'm going to pick them every week pretty much.
Until they lose.
Until they really make me angry, and then I'll write them off as I do just about every season. And
that'll be the game to, the win that they
to
win.
Burn my jersey, and which I won't. that kind of thing.
Pick the other team and
right.
still lose out on the pool.
Mm-hmm. Ty, do you know what a sarcophagus is?
Yes.
Do you?
I have one. It's where I sleep.
I thought that was called a coffin.
That too. I mean,
Is a coffin and a sarcophagus the same thing?
Well, I mean, one is...
It's very similar.
Much fancier.
It's for dead bodies.
Yeah.
Right?
But one is for a dead king.
Which one? The sarcophagus? Did you hear about the 2,000-year-old sarcophagus that was found last week in Egypt?
I did.
Did you hear about that?
That's pretty cool.
Pretty and gross.
Three bodies.
Three bodies in it, and when they opened it up, they said that the smell was so putrid.
It had, like, juice.
Juice, right. This, like, reddish, jellyish juice.
And there was a petition online because people wanted to drink it.
Yes, yes. And they got like over 10,000 signatures and they sent this to like the authorities that I guess had over 17,000 signatures. And they sent this to the authorities that I guess have control of this sarcophagus. And they basically say that they need to drink that fluid in order to release the spirits of the people in the sarcophagus.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know about that, but I'd watch them do it.
I'd watch them do it because I'm pretty sure that they would just die instantly.
Probably.
I mean, what could it be? I mean, after 2,000 years, what could still be wet?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, it's
not like they're still
box.
It's not like they're still leaking bodily fluids.
No, it's the same fluid.
So, yeah, but why would it still be wet after 2,000 years?
Because it's sealed.
Yeah, but
and how far underground was it?
Well, I don't have any idea how far underground, but it was just like a cement box.
Yeah, but I mean, just a solid cement box.
I just don't
know.
No,
that's not
waterproof. Real sweaty.
Yeah, but after 2,000 years, that would dry up.
I forget what kind of rock it was made of, but it's pretty solid.
Yeah, but so what you're saying is that's just the muck.
Yeah, that's body
the
juice.
The juices of those three bodies.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's gross.
Mummy
that's
soup.
So gross. Oh, God.
Have some mummy soup.
Ugh. And it says that right here in the article. It does say mummy soup. Ugh.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty metal.
Well, actually. they're actually considering letting these people drink it.
Do it.
Well, I mean, drink it?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean by... I mean, okay, let's define drink.
I feel
drink.
Like it would need a chew.
Are we talking
a little
like
bit pulpy
taste? Are they giving them a shot glass?
No, they're saying that they want to mix it with like a carbonated energy drink,
Ooh, God, let's make it worse.
Because if it starts to kill them, they want to be energized. They want to die with a lot of energy.
Okay.
Let's kickstart the apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't know. Soup. It just seems very gross. This is what I would like to see, is the Egyptian officials round up all 17,000 people that signed that petition and throw them in jail.
No.
We don't need those kind of people in our world. We don't.
You know what?
How gross is that?
Let them drink the juice.
No. Give them something else and tell them they drink the juice.
I want to see Steve-O and Chris Pontius drink the juice.
No.
Let them drink it.
That would be like back when Wild Boys was still a thing?
They'd be right there. Right there.
Just disgusting.
It is gross, but wouldn't it be fun to watch? I mean, there would be live webcams of their intensive care units and as their flesh started falling off their bones.
It could be a pay-per-view kind of thing. Or you know,
right.
It'll open up and be like, hey, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Jackass. We're about to drink mummy soup.
Yeah.
Mummy soup.
And then you can watch them as their whole bodies decompose while they're alive. From the bacteria.
Nah.
And the dark cloud starts swirling overhead with lightning.
I'm sure they just turn into zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be wicked.
Just disgusting. Don't want it. Don't need it. Don't need that in my life.
They should get Nile to play there while people drink it because they're an Egyptian death metal band.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why? Let them drink it.
Yeah. Such a weird
thing. What are they going to do with it otherwise?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ty, speaking of eating and drinking stuff.
Stuff.
Gross. Gross
I watch you eat, Ty, and you eat a pretty healthy diet, surprisingly.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Cake around.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
You guys are always chopping up veggies and stuff like that and putting it all in a big pot and making soup and stuff like that. I respect that. I think that's very cool. Do you take any supplements or any multivitamins or anything like that?
No.
He doesn't need to. He doesn't eat hot dogs and tater tots.
Like we do.
Like we do.
But here's the thing. A lot of people are so hell-bent on taking these multivitamins, right? I saw an article in the Week magazine that says, if you're taking these multivitamins or multivitamins, is it multi or multi?
Multi.
Whichever.
If you're taking these vitamins, okay.
Tomato or tomato.
To lower your risk of heart disease, you're wasting your money.
Well, yeah.
You know, they don't do anything for heart disease. They don't do anything for stroke.
Expensive.
They're expensive. They don't do a whole lot. They say that a lot of people rely on these supplements and multivitamins if they have a bad diet. They think that if you take these, then you can eat whatever you want,
which
is crap.
It
doesn't work that way.
Nope.
They also think that if you take a multivitamin that you don't have to exercise, that this pill will put you in some kind of shape, that kind of thing. Anyway, researchers have found out that it's all a joke. And it's you're wasting money. They say that if you do have a bad diet,
just
eat better.
Maybe the multivitamin will help a little bit, but it's certainly not going to.
Eat a salad.
It's not going to counteract the bad foods that you're eating.
Right.
And stop eating at McDonald's.
Right.
Make your own food.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the produce section.
Yeah.
It's a lovely portion of the supermarket.
Right.
Everything you need at the store is on the outer rim.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
What store are you going to?
Publix, Winn-Dixie, Aldi's.
The outer rim of Publix is the good stuff.
Yeah. Everything on the interior, it's all freezer food or, you know.
Processed.
Bready crap.
I didn't know they had a setup like that.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
All of the good stuff's on the outside.
Yep. Right. Let's see. Did I mention that we're at Pegasus Nightclub this evening?
Yes.
I heard some drums.
14811 North Florida Avenue, everybody. I just did hear some drums out there. It means that one of the bands has arrived, and I guess they'll be starting fairly soon. I'm hoping that before the show is over, we can get some people here in the studio here in this closet.
The big closet.
That we could
join
talk
us
to.
In the closet.
Yeah, talk to about their death metal experience, that kind of thing. But if not, we have Ty here, and he can.
He's our death metal guru.
He's our death metal guy.
Yeah. He's our death metal guy.
Mm-hmm. He's our death metal guy. Right. Boy, I want to talk about a couple of other things, but I think they're going to be too long. What else do I have? Short.
Talk about them.
Those things that I left on my sheet. Half my notes are at home. Oh, here's something, Ty. Here's something we can get through. I noticed that you're not wearing your Make America Great Again hat. You don't have one, do you?
I don't.
Well, if you don't have one, you better get one. Because here's the thing. This California businessman who sells the red baseball caps emblazoned with President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan says Trump's trade policies may force him to stop having the hats made in China.
Yes.
And you know what that means, Ty? He will no longer be able to sell those hats for $9 to $12. If he, in fact, has to have those hats made here in the United States, they could go $20 plus.
It's a $20 hat.
That's a $20 hat there, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, if you're out there and you want a MAGA hat, you better get out there
MAGA.
And get it.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have mine made in America.
The guy that's trying to make America great again is going to make your hat more expensive.
Yeah.
Damn it!
But he's also going to make it in America.
He also had his Hollywood star all pickaxed.
Yes. I saw that, yes, and this did. Is like the second time.
Second or third time.
Yeah.
Why does he have one anyway?
Well, yeah. I heard a story about the Hollywood Walk of Fame, those stars on there. And basically, you pay for them. And if you don't pay for them personally, then like your fan club pays for them. And they're like $30,000.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of money.
I'm setting up a GoFundMe.
Yeah. Let's get a Marco Radio Happy Hour Show star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They're going to put it down on some corner, and it'll be covered in gum.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. It's kind of like the brick we have in Treasure Island.
Right.
Yeah. I'll pay for that.
I remember that.
$30,000? That's right. Much better. I can do that. I can do that.
With the amount of money that Trump has, I'm kind of surprised that he just doesn't buy all the stars and turn them into his stars.
Right.
Does he even have that much money? We don't know.
We don't know.
Where are those tax records?
No.
I'd hate to see him. I'd hate to try to work that out. Anyway, do we need to take a break? Is it time?
Yes,
it's time for our halfway point.
You need to wrap up for the halfway.
All right, everybody. We are going to do that. I don't know what this show is sounding like. I feel like we're in the echo chamber. We've got music and festivities happening just outside the door here. And we're just going to keep doing our thing. This is the end of our first hour. We have one more hour to go. We're going to play Stump the Chump in a little bit. And we have some other stories that I think are going to be fun. And hopefully we'll get some people in here from some of these bands that we can talk to about their death metal experience. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We are on a bit of a field trip tonight over at Pegasus Nightclub over in Tampa. If you can do so, get over here to see some badass death metal music. The address is 14811 North Florida Avenue. I guess we can take a break.
Yeah, we can take a break.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the rest of the show. We'll be right back.
Company. sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby Day. I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon and another girl to take my pain.